Francesca Battistelli singing Messiah. All right, so we're going to take a look at the breakdown between Republican Americans and Democratic Americans when it comes to the whole notion of what people mean when they say they believe in God. And remember this. The scriptures really do tell us all throughout that pleasing God is about complying with his commands. And so the gentleman who said, once we have accepted the finished work of Christ and what he did for us, it is about complying with the guidelines given us in the Bible. Jesus' work is finished. Our work is not. Jesus has finished his course. We have not finished ours. We still have the rest of our life to live. And in living the rest of our life, we need to be asking ourselves the question, am I complying with God's principles and rules, commands, while I'm living? Or am I basically dismissing his guidelines, his rules, his commands, the principles laid out for us in the scriptures? Now that said, do you suppose we have Republicans and Democrats who believe in God? Do you think we only have one major political party that has people who believe in God? Remember now, those 66 books that make up the one Bible have many, many principles. Principles that are not just suggestions, but principles that let us know what the requirements of God are. And I think that if we are very honest about it, we would say that there are Republicans, Democrats, and independents who do follow some of God's guidelines. And there are Republicans, Democrats, and independents who do not follow God's guidelines. That said, Pew survey points out that Republicans and Democrats, and these are the two political groups they're really focusing on, the Republicans and Democrats have very different beliefs about the divine. They have different notions about God. Among Republicans and those who lean toward the GOP, 7 in 10 say they believe in God as described in the Bible. Now remember now, to believe in God from a biblical perspective, you can't just say, oh yeah, I believe God exists. I'm convinced that God exists. Believing in God from a biblical perspective means not only being convinced that he exists, but also complying with his requirements, embracing the principles and the commandments that he lays out for us in Scripture, applying those to our lives. Among Republicans and those who lean toward the GOP, 7 in 10 say they believe in God as described in the Bible. Remember our interview too. We had at least one person, one lady, who said she is a Christian. But she also said that there are other religions that are just as valid as hers, as Christianity. But she quickly said, identified herself as a Christian. That's what she believes. Democrats and those who lean Democratic, by contrast, are far less likely to believe in God as described in the Bible, 45%. And this is why I say what I say. When we really go ahead and just get us to where the rubber meets the road. This answer is probably not as easy as we might think. For example, think about the number of times that we've read that people who practice adultery, people who practice lying and slandering, people who practice any kind of sexual immorality, people whose lifestyle is typified by hatred, even if they don't hate everyone. It can be just one or two people, but they carry hatred in their heart towards this person for years. The scriptures in Galatians chapter 5 says that these people will not inherit the kingdom of God. And here's the thing. The Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the Galatians, says in verse 21, I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this would not inherit the kingdom of God. He was warning people who had accepted that Jesus' finished work on the cross was necessary for their salvation. They had accepted that. But he's letting them know. If you, as a lifestyle, engage in fits of rage, selfish ambition, pulling together factions, especially in the church, he said, the people who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And he said, I warn you. He didn't say, I warn the folks who are of a different religion. He didn't say, I'm warning the folks who say that they're atheists. I warn you, the very people he wrote this letter to, and these people were considered to be saints. He wrote the letter to saints, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father. To him be glory forever and ever. This was written to the churches. To the churches in Galatia. And he let them know, you live like this, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. And so, one of the questions we can ask ourselves as we explore this whole issue of whether someone truly believes in God is to ask ourselves, based on what God knows about our lifestyle, will he receive us into heaven when we die? For some people, we can answer that question fairly easily. For others, it's not so easy. For some, we just don't know at all. My point is, we know the tree by its fruit. We know the tree by its fruit. So sometimes we can simply look at that fruit and we know whether a person would be received into heaven if they were to die in that moment. Sometimes it's hard to say because sometimes people's lives can be inconsistent. Plus, the Apostle Paul also wrote to the Corinthians and pointed out to them that they were carnal Christians. They were Christians. He identified them as such in his letter, but he also told them they were carnal. In other words, they were ruled by their sinful nature. They would have to get their act together if they were going to still be received into heaven. But what about the hypocrite? The one who pretends to be a follower of Christ, who pretends to be a believer. Remember, a believer is not just someone who says, I'm convinced that God exists. The New Testament believer, the Bible believer, is someone who not only believes that God exists, but they deliberately make it a point to know what God requires, and they comply with those requires. When they blow it, when they sin, they admit it. We ask God to forgive us. We ask God to cleanse us. And we get back to the business of being diligent about pleasing God with our lifestyle, depending on the Spirit of God to help us. So it's not always easy to determine whether or not someone is really following the way. And you're certainly not going to be able to say that this individual is following the way, following God, is on the right course, simply based on whatever political label they wear. You're deceiving yourself if you think that. Democrats and those who lean Democratic, by contrast, far less likely to believe in God as described in the Bible, according to the survey. 45%, whereas 7 in 10 Republicans say they believe in God as described in the Bible. 45% of Democrats say they believe in God as described in the Bible. When it comes to belief in another kind of higher power, 39% of Republicans, 23% of Democrats. Democrats are more likely than Republicans to say they don't believe in any higher power or spiritual force in the universe. 14% of Democrats versus 5% of Republicans don't believe in any higher power or spiritual force in the universe. More in just a few.